It's Chicago's afternoon news here on 720 WGN. All right, there were protests outside or nearby Mayor Lightfoot's house last night by Chicago public school parents and others who aren't happy with the way it's all going. One of the co-founders is Courtney Ritsema. She joins us now. Courtney, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, first tell me, you've got kids at CPS?
I do. I have three children in CPS.
We're talking to Courtney Ritsema. She's an organizer of a protest near Mayor Lightfoot's house last night. How close did you get to the mayor's house, I guess I should say, first off?
I think we got about a block away until the police had blockaded the streets off.
And what is it that brought you there?
A demand for CPS to stop the chaos that's been going on for the first 2 weeks of school. And a demand to listen to parents and educators and students who are saying that we deserve better, our kids deserve better in school in terms of safety measures for COVID-19.
Well, describe for me the chaos. I'm not sure I understand that.
For the first 2 weeks of opening, there have been the chaos that's been going on. It's been not a lot of communication and transparency with Chicago Public Schools and the parents and students involved. Parents have been receiving notification of their students having close contact with a COVID positive case a week late, so a week after that contact is made, and being told to quarantine and to test. Regular weekly COVID testing was offered to students, and a lot of parents are wondering what happened to that. They signed their kids up for this testing, and it's not happening yet.
Courtney Ritsema is with us. She's one of the organizers of a protest last night. Courtney, was this protest organized by the Chicago Teachers Union?
No, it wasn't. I saw that printed in the Chicago Sun-Times, and that was actually a mistake. It was organized by a group of us called CPS Stick Out.
Courtney, was the CTU involved in any way?
No, they were not. We invited CTU members that are teachers in the schools and parents as well as being teachers. The CTU shared our flyers that we had been getting around on social media trying to get the word out.
So they publicized it, but they weren't involved in the actual organization of it.
Correct.
Okay. And so what would you like? I mean, from what I hear, the number of students who have been taken ill or taken to remote learning for contact tracing has been remarkably small, right? Well, less than 1% so far. So from a distance, it seems to be going fairly well. I understand the concerns about the waiting a week and not hearing right away about the contact tracing, but I'm not sure I understand the rest of the complaints. What am I missing?
First of all, we really believe that the numbers being reported by Chicago Public Schools are not accurate.
Do you have evidence of that, or do you just think that, Courtney?
I see evidence of it every day on Twitter of parents reporting that there's a positive case in their school that they have received notification about that's not documented on the CPS COVID tracker.
Okay.
I have my own evidence of that in our elementary school. Right now, the case tracker for the district says that there has been one case in our school this year. I know of three other cases in addition to that that I have evidence of the school sending a notification to me about, and those aren't in the tracker.
Courtney, when you see those numbers or you hear of the cases that aren't reported on the list, do you go to the school? What do they tell you?
Well, my children have been unenrolled from the school because I refused to send them to school the first week.
So your kids aren't going to CPS right now?
No, they've been forcibly unenrolled from the school.
What does that mean? Can you explain that for me, Courtney?
Yeah, I'm still trying to process it all and figure out what's going on. But I contacted the school regarding their absence the first week of school, and for the first 2 days, they were marked excused absent. Mm-hmm. Because I had notified the school about that. And after the third day, I could no longer log into my students' CPS accounts for their Google Classroom or their Aspen. And when I contacted the school to see what was going on, why I could no longer access their accounts, the principal told me they had been unenrolled due to their 3 absences.
Had you conveyed to the school that you were keeping them home over COVID?
Yes.
And so you think that was what led to it?
Yes, I do.
How are the kids learning now?
Well, I am trying to put together whatever resources I can myself. And I was in contact with their classroom teachers, and the classroom teachers were helping keep me on track to what they were doing in school. But now I have no way to contact them, and I have no way to log into their Google Classroom, so I don't have that resource anymore.
Why don't you send your kids to the school?
I don't want them to catch COVID. My oldest daughter has severe asthma, so the consequences of her contracting COVID could be very severe.
Courtney Ritzema is an organizer of the protests near Mayor Lightfoot's house over what's going on at CPS. Courtney, it's quite a story. I appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. It's Chicago's Afternoon News. Let's check in with Mary now, get a look at the traffic and weather.